Make it last. 30 years of Embrace.
Coming up, the drama of three decades in the music industry.
We've been through our ups and downs. You know, we've had like three number one albums and... But then we also got dropped.
An identity crisis.
We kept changing our name because we kept completely changing what the band was like.
Danny McNamara's wife reacts to a track on the band's new album.
Why are you always writing about your ex-girlfriends?
And how the group are experiencing a resurgence in popularity.
The gigs that we're doing are bigger than we've done for a while, and they're all selling out.
This is a celebration of the English rock band Embrace. The Yorkshire group comprising of Danny McNamara, Mickey Dale, Mike Heaton, Steve Firth, and Richard McNamara.
Make it last. 30 years of Embrace.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
The Forces Station.
Come back to what you know. Take everything real slow. I want to lose you, but I can't let you go. Before you interfere, let me make it loud and clear that you got no more to prove. I'm a fool, so take it easy. Now to close.
I'm Chris Kay, and this is Make It Last, 30 years of Embrace. In this anniversary year, the band are releasing a new album called Avalanche. Hear tracks from the record shortly, along with some of their classic tracks. We will dive into the meaning behind some of their songs, relive the early days, and reveal how they almost didn't record one of their biggest hits. So here I am in Catra Garrison, and let's meet the band's frontman, Danny McNamara, a Yorkshireman no less.
Yeah, so you're from the posh bit, yeah?
That's right, but I actually grew up in South Yorkshire. I know you can't tell it from the accent, but I grew up in South Yorkshire, from Barnsley.
All right, you get a pass then.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So are you still based in Yorkshire?
Yeah, yeah. Lived just outside Halifax. Lived here a while now, yeah. I did live in London for a little bit, but yeah, when I had kids, I ended up moving back up north.
Did you always miss Yorkshire, you know, moving away to London?
I love Halifax in particular. I don't know, there's something about it. You know, I do feel, you know, a sort of sense of roots here, definitely.
Well, listen, great to speak to you today. Obviously, this is a Forces radio station. Did you have any military connections yourself?
Not really, no. One of my mates went to the army. Like, one of the people who used to live near my house went into the army. And I remember he showed me how to shine my boots using spit and polish. And it would take, like, about an hour, but then you'd be able to see your face in it, which was pretty impressive. But, I don't really have any connection, no.
Make it last 30 years of Embrace.
Don't want to let you down. I've been lucky, I was lost. Now I'm found. You could be the first in the universe's glad the water. Yeah.
Make it last. 30 years of Embrace.
30 years in the music industry and you're unleashing some new material. How does it feel, you know, still being in the business after three decades?
It's pretty amazing, really. And also, there seems to be a little bit of a renaissance around the band. Like, we've been through our ups and downs. You know, we've had like three number one albums. But then we also got dropped at one point on our Rick's birthday, actually, just before we did a sellout headline gig at the Royal Albert Hall. We got dropped by our record label. So we've, you know, we've really been through our ups and downs. But at the moment, there seems to be like a bit of a resurgence. Like, the gigs that we're doing are bigger than we've done for a while, and they're all selling out. And like, for instance, we've got the gig at the Peace Hall coming up, and that's like 6,000 people, and that's sold out. And Glasgow Barrowlands is sold out, and, you know, loads of the gigs that we're doing coming up, and they are till November, and they're already nearly sold out. And yeah, it's amazing, really. If you'd have said to me, like, 30 years ago, where would we be in 30 years' time? I wouldn't have thought that we'd still be doing this. But it's the best job in the world, you know.
Has the audience changed? Are you getting new people coming through? Or, you know, is it people that have kind of grown up with the band that are still coming out to check out your shows?
It's a bit of both. There's quite a lot of young people down the front. But, yeah, some people have been with us since the very beginning. It never gets old, you know. Quite often as well, people will bring their kids and then their kids get into the band. So there's like generations of Embrace fans as well, which is pretty cool. Like, for me, it's like this year, yeah, we're celebrating 30 years of being a band, but we're also releasing a new album, you know. And I think that that sort of speaks to where we're at as a band. It's a real privilege to sort of honour the history, you know, of the band, and for people to still really care about that. But also, I'm still as excited as ever about the new stuff that we're writing. And so I think over the next, you know, few years, that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be sort of remembering what we've done in the past, but also striving to write, you know, great new material, which we've never stopped doing, really.
Now Now watch me rise up.
It's BFBS, the Forces Station. Embrace have released their ninth studio album called Avalanche, but we've had to wait a while for it. Despite having a taster of what to expect with the single Road to Nowhere, which was released at the start of the year, frontman Daddy McNamara, tell me about that track and what it's about.
Yeah, that's about a relationship that went awry from my past. I'm sure the girl that it's about knows it's about her. And I always feel really weird talking about it because I haven't spoken to her for a long, long, long time. But she still comes up in my songs. It's about a relationship that didn't end up working out, but got really close, I guess. But it was quite, I don't want to say toxic because that's kind of an overused word, but it was quite a tempestuous relationship. And things have worked out in the end, I guess. But when you're in the middle of a relationship like that, you sort of don't realise that it's not right because you don't have anything to judge it against. And then when you meet someone who is right, everything sort of becomes really clear and it gets really easy. And that relationship really wasn't easy. It was incredibly difficult on both of us. And you know, you can turn into a monster if what you're working with isn't the real thing. And we both certainly did. But there was a lot of love there as well. So it's just the idea of being on a road that's going nowhere, but being wholehearted about the journey because you don't know any better at the time. And it's quite an upbeat song. And I guess that's because I sort of look back on it in a way with fondness. You know, it was kind of a trial by fire a little bit, but I have a lot of fond memories of it as well.
And what's your relationship status now? Are you married?
Yeah, I'm married. Yeah, I've been married. I've been with the same woman now for about 14 years, something like that. And I've got a couple of kids. I've got a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. And they both very much make you live in the moment, you know?
Yeah. I've got a 10-year-old, so, you know, I can definitely relate to that.
Right, yeah, you know what it's all about.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. What does your wife think of that track and, you know, hearing about the past relationship?
She always says that, like, you know, why are you always writing about your ex-girlfriends and why don't you ever write a song about me? And I'm like, well, because you haven't broken my heart yet. So hopefully I never will, you know.
Well, let's pause for a moment and play the single Road to Nowhere, taken from the new album Avalanche, as we celebrate 30 years of Embrace here on BFBS, the Forces Station.
Tell me it's a phase, and we will never change. but it hurts too much to stay. And something in your words gives you away. Cause we're on the road to nowhere, but I'm going all the way. If you say you come along, whoa, 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 whoa.
So we've heard Road to Nowhere, and we've also had the chance to listen to Stop as well. Just tell me a little bit about that track.
Well, that one is just about the idea that we're all in this ball on a rock spinning into space at millions of miles an hour, going God knows where. And in 100,000 years' time, we'll all just be a thin layer of calcium on that rock. Everybody you love, everything you've ever known, every building that was ever built, all of it will just be a thin layer of calcium on that rock. And just the idea that life is really short and really precious, and we, you know, our lives are like the blink of an eye. So stop messing about and get on with life. Do the thing that you've been putting off. Ask the person that you've been too shy to ask, or, you know, go for that thing that you've been dreaming about. It's really about that.
Yeah, just get on with it. You know, start living for today.
I think so, because, you know, it might not happen, but at least you're having a go.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so much of your life is the journey and not the destination. Even if it doesn't end up happening wherever it is, if you enjoy the journey, you've already got 90% of the fun out of the thing anyway. It's like Christmas Day, you know, when you get to midday and you've opened all your presents as a kid, you're like, oh no, I'm so bored now because I've opened them all and I've got another 365 days till it's Christmas again. But Christmas Eve is the best part of Christmas Day because there's all that anticipation. And, you know, life is that. If you're chasing your dream, then you're living in a constant state of anticipation. And that's about as exciting as life gets, really.
Absolutely. I'm talking to Danny McNamara on BFBS, the Forces Station. This is Make It Last, 30 Years of Embrace. And let's play the single Stop right now.
It's your life, live your life. We don't live forever. Life's too short to mess around. I'm paralyzed, give me a sign. I could live forever. While I wait.
of Embrace.
So let's just jump back. Let's jump back to the early days. Obviously, you know, we are marking the 30th anniversary. How did the band form in the first place?
My brother was in a sort of thrash metal band called Gross Misconduct. And he used to play drums. And I used to go down to their storeroom at the back of our garden where they used to rehearse. And I'd make cups of tea and boss them all around. And I think eventually everybody else got fed up of being bossed around and left. And so that just left me and our Rick. And I guess that's when we started Embrace. And eventually we got Mike on drums and then Steve on bass. And then Mick was the last member to join on keyboards. But we've been this same lineup now really since the beginning. And there's not a lot of bands that can say that. You know, we've been together 30 years and no one's ever left. No one's died or gone missing or, you know, very, very few bands can say that. And we've also got the same manager and a lot of the same people work with us as well. So I think it's because everybody else in the band is a really nice guy. I'm just normal. I'm just kind of normal niceness. But they're all really nice, you know. They're all sort of salt of the earth.
Obviously, you've got a good relationship with your brother. I mean, I get on with my brother when I see him in small doses, but I couldn't imagine being in a band. And certainly, you know, we would have split up after five minutes.
He might say the same thing about me, but he is a lot more laid back and a lot more sort of a people person than me. He's got loads of mates and he's incredibly funny. And I find him, he's just really great company, you know. He makes me laugh without really trying and in a way that when I'm laughing at him, my laugh sounds different. And I've actually noticed that with my two little girls. Like, my oldest Kate will make my youngest laugh. And she laughs in a way at that she doesn't laugh at anything else. Like, she's got her own little sister laugh that she saves for her. And I've only just realised that, but I've got, like, a laugh that Rick only hits that spot and makes me laugh like that. So, yeah, we just get on really well. I mean, I can be quite OCD and I'm very, very driven, almost to the exclusion of all else. Or certainly I used to be that way before I had kids. And he is also driven and really creative, but he sort of acts as a bridge, really, in a sense that he also knows how to live in the real world. And I'm only just learning how to do that.
I'm Chris Kay, and I'm talking to Danny McNamara from Embrace. Still to come, the surprising request the band's manager made to radio stations and how the group almost didn't record one of their most iconic tracks.
Make it last. 30 years of Embrace.
I just want to talk about the name Embrace, because that wasn't always the name of the band, was it? You went through a few incarnations.
Really dodgy names.
What were you called previously?
Oh, man. We used to be called the Bus Conductors. That was one. We've had one was Resonance Shimmer, Mesmerize. There was loads. Like we kept changing our name because we kept completely changing what the band was like. Every time we'd write a new song that was better than all the others, we'd scrap all the others, change our name, and start again. And then Embrace just really stuck. There's a band called Embrace. It's like an Ian Mackay side project. Ian Mackay from Fugazi. And we wrote to him and asked him if we could use a name. And he actually wrote back. This is before emails. This was like a real letter. And he actually wrote back and said, couldn't understand why we would want to invite the confusion, but we'd certainly never ever have any problems from him. And then when the band took off, we got a sort of a cease and desist from the lawyers at the record company for the American version of Embrace. And we just wrote back and said, oh no, Ian said it's all right. And then he was like, I'll get right back to you. And then about a day later, I went, oh, yeah, it's fine, carry on. And so I always love telling that story because it says everything you need to know about Ian Mackay and his people, that they would do that and honour that. It's just such a wonderful, inspiring thing. And, you know, it's so rare.
Yeah.
And so when you see it, you should shout about it, I think.
Listen to me.
when you had your debut album and you had all of that success and you were, you know, on magazine covers and all over the radio, obviously life changed for you at that point. What was that time like? What do you remember about that period?
It was absolutely incredible. Like, we were on the front cover of Enemy and Melody Maker, and we were on Top of the Pops, and we were getting so much radio play that our manager was worried we were getting too much radio play, and he was worried that people wouldn't bother buying the album because they could just stick the radio on and listen to it. So he was like saying to our radio plugger at the time, can you tell him to play it a bit less? which is like unheard of. I mean, no one says that. Not even Ed Sheeran or Taylor Swift would ever say that, you know. But it was really crazy, and the album, you know, went gold on its first day and became like one of the biggest selling debut albums of all time. And yeah, it was amazing, incredible. But I've got to be honest, like, at the time, we didn't really enjoy it because we were too busy thinking about what's over the next mountain, you know, what the second album's going to be like. And I was just always, I had my head in the next, what was over the next hill. And again, that's what this album has been about, is the opposite of that. I'm like, I'm not in my head so much anymore. I'm actually living real life and living in the moment. And because life and joy, they're in those little moments that you don't really recognize if you're too busy thinking about, you know, where you're going to end up or being ambitious or whatever. You know, kids who are 6 and 3, they don't live in the future. They live in the moment, and they demand that you join them in their moment as they're having it. So kind of, I didn't really have any choice, but I'm so glad, because what happens when you live in the moment is suddenly you see everything clearer, and so many things that went by you now really hit you. And that's why it felt like an avalanche of, you know, just all these ideas just all coming at me all at once from all these different angles that I never even knew existed. A lot of them are built around tiny moments, you know, moments of joy or, you know, whatever it is, and just sort of getting out of my own way a little bit and letting it sort of be where it is.
I tried to fight the feeling took me down. I struggled and I lost the day you knocked me out. Now everything's got meaning, the meanings bring me down. I'm watching as a screening of my life plays out.
This is BFBS. You're listening to Make It Last, 30 years of Embrace. This is a celebration of the Yorkshire rock band as they mark three decades in the music industry. They've just released a brand new album called Avalanche, and they've got a series of live shows in the pipeline as well. I'm talking to the frontman, Danny McNamara. Now, the World Cup is underway, and of course the band have recorded a World Cup song in the past. What was it like being asked to do that?
It was really weird, and like in the beginning we said no, we didn't want to do it. Like, I'm not really a big fan of football. In the band, our manager is, and our bass player Steve, they're both into it, and but they were a little bit up for it. But we just released like a number one album, and Nature's Law had been our biggest ever hit. So, and we also knew what our next single was going to be. And so when they asked, we were like, didn't really want to do it. And then I just thought, I'll give it a go, see what I can come up with. And I remember I was in the bath on the phone with my manager. We were sort of talking about, you know, he was telling me all about why he loves football and, you know, how it's a big part of his life and stuff. And I got the chorus. I was like, took it to the band, and we were like, sounds pretty good. And then the FA were all over it. They really loved it. You know, they were like, it's got to be you. You've got to do it. You know, you can't turn us down, you know. I always get caught up a little bit, I think, like a lot of people, if England do well. So I sort of went with that. Me, you know, I always remember like the 1990 Cup or even the 1986 Cup, you know, England doing pretty well, and my dad jumping out of the seat when England score and almost keeling over because of the blood pressure, you know. So I think everybody in the country sort of gets a little bit gripped by it, and so we sort of played with that.
You're the first in my life to make me think that we might just go all the way, and I want you to know we're all hanging on. They'll come, and yes, they'll try to break us down, but we know that we'll never lose if we keep moving forward. Stars in the sky, burning bright, seen by a billion eyes. Now I want you to know we're all turned your way. With the world at your feet, there's no one you can't beat. Yes, it can be done. With the world at your feet, there's no height you can reach. This could be the one.
So lift your arms and everything.
Well, sadly, we are out of time. I've very much enjoyed our conversation. Very much looking forward to hearing the rest of the album. Obviously, heard a little bit of it. But yeah, best of luck with the album and the tour and everything else in the future. But for now, Denny, thank you very much.
Bye.
Everybody's out there on their own. And you are one of the scene, trying to be like no one's ever been. And everybody knows that that's the way it goes, and that's alright with me. I've got time. You try so hard, you get it wrong. Now the feeling's gone. It's time you got the look that you need. So keep holding on, the time will come. You'll jump right up, find your back on top of the world. Sure, in time you'll be heard. You said, come on everybody, knows you're meant for better. Say what you mean, all you want. Yeah, they'll know who you are. No, you're not alone, 'cause everyone who's out there's on their own. And you were always the same, trying to be like no one's ever been. Try so hard to get it wrong. You can't deny the feeling's gone. It's time you took a look at what you need. So keep holding on, the time will come. You'll jump right up, find your back on top of the world. Sure, in time you'll be heard. You said, come on everybody, know you're meant for better. And say what you mean, all you want. You're on top of the world. Sure, in time you'll be heard. You said, come on everybody, knows you're meant for better. And say what you mean, all you want me to think to me. Come on everybody, knows you now, but no, it's not the end of the world. Sure, in time you'll be heard. You said,
across the UK,
on the app,
and on your smart speaker.
Play BFBS.
This is BFBS,
the Forces Station.